Hey friends, welcome to the Stationery Cafe Happy Hour. This is April from Penguins Creative, and we have Kelly from Kelly Love Letters here with me today. We're going to talk about all things stationery and fun things in the community. So join us with a drink. We're going to talk about something new, something old, something in our shopping cart. Hey Kelly, how's it going?
Hey April, it's good. I'm sitting here with a cup of black tea. It's actually birthday tea, so it's one of those ones that has sprinkles in it.
What?
But then I added honey to it, and I feel like it's actually too sweet for me, which is not something that I often say about anything.
How much honey did you add to it? Oh my goodness.
Just a little, just like not too much.
So that tea originally is sweet? Is that what you're saying? Like,
well, it has sprinkles in the tea, so it's like...
The sugar from the sprinkles?
It like dissolves, you know?
I see.
But I don't think it's that sweet. Anyway, I don't know.
I'm drinking afternoon milk tea in the
glass. Okay. So Mom and I went to Uwajimaya and Kinokuniya today in Beaverton, and they don't have the afternoon milk tea in the big jugs. Or
no!
They have like a Boss brand one. You know that brand, Boss?
No.
It's Japanese. You'd probably know it if you saw it, but I'm like saving that for later.
Oh, like the coffee can kind?
Yeah, but it's not canned. It's in a... I think it's that brand, but it's like in a PET bottle, so I don't know.
Well, I think they come and go. Like sometimes they would have a bunch, and then they would like put that in that middle section where you just like grab jugs of it.
Yeah. Next Seattle trip, I'll do that for sure.
Come on up. So let's start with something new. Actually, shall I start? I'm really excited to talk about this.
And oh, you should.
I should have talked about last week because they already sneak peeked it. But then also like this morning, well, not this morning, this past Saturday morning, I was about to go up to Nita's, our friend's place, to journal and have hot pot together. And I was just like, you know what you do? Like you like pack last minute. You're just kind of like, you know, doing this, doing that. And then I was like, okay, I'll leave at 10. I promise I'll leave at 10. And then 10 cup rolls around. My phone gave me an alarm. It was like, oh no, I need to shop at Paper and Milk right now. Because Happy Daya and Paper and Milk had a collab that dropped this past Saturday, 10 a.m. PST. And it's their holiday collection. So apparently Denise from Paper Milk and Benya from Happy Daya, they actually had been collabing on Christmas sticker sets or sticker sheets for the past few years. They didn't do it last year because of the pandemic. They had one the year before, 2019. And then this year, they finally released it, and it's called the Santa's Workshop. And it's super cute.
It's real cute.
You see, it's like a combination of Happy Daya's panda character and then Denise Paper and Milk's Maru, the marshmallow character.
Oh,
and they're just
so
kind of
cute
playing together. And obviously with the Santa's Workshop, you kind of have that like little like toy preparation, wrapping, you know, the tree, sneaking into the tree, all that stuff. And Happy Daya has been starting this new style of sticker called the Poco or something, mm-hmm. right? Where it like overfills the edge so that when you tear it off, it doesn't have the white edge or anything. And that one's super cute as well.
They're so cute.
I was in a rush, so I didn't really know what I bought. I just thought I got the one.
April.
I was like, okay, I need to get that mini kit with the big stickers. And I was like, I need to get that Poco sticker. So I was adding to cart. And then I saw an entry that's like $36 and it's got everything. Okay, oh, I should have gotten just this. You know, it's got everything. And then I realized this set, $36, comes with like six plastic ornament hanging things.
Oh.
Which I absolutely don't need. But I guess I bought it.
No.
It's super cute though. They come in like little chains and you're supposed to like hang them on the trees and stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of cute though.
but I got all three items. So I got the washi, nice. Rose, the Poco sticker, the mini kit, and 6 extra plastic ornaments.
Well, I expect a cute as hell Christmas card from you.
You might see an ornament in there.
Like, I don't, do you guys not do a tree?
No, we don't. Elliot celebrates, well, he doesn't really celebrate anything. His family celebrates Hanukkah.
So we forgot.
We had a Hanukkah bush, actually.
Oh, that's cute.
which grew into a giant bush in our backyard. So I don't think we're moving it indoors this year.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Plus Cookie goes to the toilet around it. So
yeah, I was going to say I bet Cookie's the problem.
I thought about getting a tree at Target. Maybe I need to just go again.
I went to QFC the other day and they had like tiny trees. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, probably like that, not that big.
Like, yeah, about the height of your torso. I saw one that was like $50 and it's like probably my height. Well, a little bit, like 5 foot. And it's like plastic. So I was like, ooh, maybe I could do that. It's a very skinny tree with like just a little bit. But
so let's see, do you love or hate plastic trees? We had one for quite a few years, but like, I don't know, there's just something about it that doesn't vibe.
Like, I know there's that story where our friend from A Blank Note, she like bought one from Costco and had to return it because turns out her husband is allergic to the the little glittery thing on their face.
That's tree. Kind of hilarious. I'm sorry, Carter.
I know, it was kind of funny. Man. Like, had it for 2 days, like she was imagining this warm house, and then her husband broke out in hives, like right afterwards. So there you go. Yeah. Costco trees could be
just scary. be careful when you go shop at Costco.
So yeah, and the funny thing, so the story did not end. So I bought Paper and Milk at 10 a.m. because she's based in the U.S. I was like, yes, I'm going to get it right before Christmas. And then, like, I was in a rush, and I ran, and I rushed out. I got to Nita's, and then around 4 p.m., I was like, did you see their collab? Like, check it out. And so she started scrolling. And she's like, these are so cute. And then she showed it to me. I was like, wait, I didn't see this. So it turns out she's on Happy Daya's site. And she had all the other Christmas release stickers.
Oh, so I see, was that's like, how they get you.
So I was like, no, I need to make an order here too. So we split shipping, and I made like a second order of Happy Daya stickers.
Nice.
And you know, while I was there, I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna get another sheet of the Poco stickers of the same theme.
It's fine. It makes us happy. They're so adorable.
It makes me so happy. It's so cute. I was looking back at their collaboration in 2019, and I kind of really like that set too. It had more of a traditional Christmas color theme with like the evergreen, the holly red, and the white. This one's more of like a colorful one, kind of warm orange, warm pink, warm green. So
it's like kawaii Christmas.
It's a different vibe. So I like the both the traditional color palette and then, you know, this kind of more funky one. But
yeah,
you know, I still have a lot of Christmas stickers from Mindwave last year. I don't know if you remember the surfing Santas and all that.
I remember you bought like a million freaking Mindwave stickers last year.
Yes. So I think I'm all set in the traditional sense.
This is sort of related. This was a blind box I got at Kinokuniya today.
The Rilakkuma one!
And
it's in a Santa suit.
I know, he's really cute. I got a good one. Not like you can get a bad one, really.
I think mine was the bird, the Pyoko, and like...
Yeah, the little yellow bird.
The chick with a Santa hat on it. And then it's been sitting on my mantle. And I meant to switch out the Rilakkuma with the witch hat in my car. And I never got around to do it. So it cycled around to Halloween 2021.
Oh my gosh.
From Halloween 2020.
Yeah, see, I bought a Rilakkuma Halloween when I was in Seattle last time, and then that's been in my car with my Halloween Pusheen. So I used to just have the Pusheen in my car, but now I'm starting to get the Rilakkumas too, because
Ellie got me onto this. Like, I don't know why, but as a stationary person, you just need a little kawaii plushie hanging from the mirror. Like, it's a 100%. Lifestyle now.
Yeah. <It's, laughs> This isn't a phase, Mom.
Deal with it. So what do you have for us?
So I wasn't sure if I should talk about these, but I'm going to, because they're absolutely incredible.
You said these must be discussed. I mean,
they must be, like, because April's like, oh, you sure you don't want to talk about something else? Nope, I don't. So so this is going to release on November 16th at 10 a.m. PT, which is yesterday, if you're listening to this podcast, when it gets released. So it's a new stamp set from Everyday Explorers Co. But Kelly, don't you talk about them like every single month? Maybe, but it's every single time I do, it's because I have to let everyone know how amazing these are.
Just like April's about to talk about Uniball One again.
Exactly. We're pretty predictable, aren't we? So, and it's better if you're on their promotional emailing list, because you get more sneak peek than you do on the Instagram. So, like, this stamp set, I really like how it has a traveler's notebook. Oh, are they going to get dinged for that, April? Is that a copyright violation? I mean, it's fine.
I mean, they have one that looks like the Hobonichi Day Free.
Too, they right? do, yes, and a Hobonichi Weeks, and they've got all these, like, a gel pen, a fountain pen, a dip pen, a pencil, and stamps that say, like, favorite pen with a little arrow, pen test, ink test, fountain pen addict, ink of the day, pen of the day, like, hey, does Kelly need this? Yes, she does.
And then I love pen and paper stamp set.
I love the one that says fountain pen friendly, and it's got, like, a fountain pen nib right next to this, like, drawn smiley face. I'm like, yes, that's the seal of approval.
That's the happy face we make when it doesn't feather.
Exactly. So, yeah, they also released a couple other, like, stamps that are, one's called My People, the other one's called Family Story, and it's, like, kind of, you know, Thanksgiving holiday family stuff.
Friendsgiving-y, you know.
Yeah.
That's nice. So
those are fun, too, but, like, and I forgot to mention the most important stamp in there. It's, like, this rectangle that says brand color and, like, another separated rectangle so you can, like, put a swatch in there.
Yes.
And it's, like, yes, oh, my God. Christine.
But don't you already have the cat that swatches ink from
I do.
Mido?
I do have that. But April, you can't talk to me. I've seen your Everyday Explorers Co. collection.
So who's buying this time? So who's order am I hopping onto?
If you want, we can do it together. I think I have to do it.
It's a great set. Pretty bad. And the others as well. I would have thought you already placed an order for the magic one from last month.
Oh, I did.
The one that you have. The daily practice, right? Like, you could have waited a little bit and then.
No, I didn't know this was gonna happen.
That's true.
This is a brand new thing. That's why I'm so upset. Well, I mean, I'm not really upset. I like tagged her when I shared this on my story, and I was like, why are you destroying me or something like that? And she responded and was like, it happens to all of us, Kelly. Like,
it's not my fault.
I guess I'm not alone in this.
I love it. That's hilarious. Hi, Christine. We miss you. I haven't talked to her in a while. She's there just quietly banging out bangers.
Oh my gosh. Seriously.
So...
Yeah, I just saw April, what she's about to talk about, she posted about on our Patreon page with some really cute looks. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes. So today I'm sharing my own stuff because April is using her stuff. And yay. I opened a new Traveler's Notebook insert, the Short Trip Refill insert, the one that all partner shops are starting to carry. You can buy online too.
Like Oblation.
Which is like the half quantity of the regular insert from Traveler's Notebook. And I created an Animal Crossing insert because we all fell back in love with Animal Crossing. And during the San Francisco Pen Show, both Kelly and I bought this super cute sticker book for Animal Crossing, the Japan version from Kinokuniya. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I have not touched it in forever. And then
it started playing the update.
I mean, I just didn't pick it back up even when I got this. My last login was like April from the Cherry Blossom season. Went back into the game. They were like, where have you been for 6 months? I'm like, life happens. I got a new job.
You have cockroaches in your house and your hair is all messy.
Penguin Yo's just busy with life, man. Finally got to take a break and play the new updates and the downloadable content, which is the, this is not an ad, but the Paradise Planning game.
Yeah, I didn't get that, but everyone keeps posting about it. It's so cute.
It's so much fun. So I, like, that was actually the catalyst for me starting this refill because I was just taking insane amount of screenshots of how I decorated the home. And I'm like, I feel like a designer. I need to catalog this. So I created a spread, like a few spreads from it. But from the sticker book, they have a page that says like passport, and then you can fill out
so cute,
information
April.
About yourself. Like my tagline was overstuffed camper,
which
and
is great.
I put a little photo of myself, you know,
I
my
wanna
name,
do that in mine.
My island, and then they have a little spot that allows you to put two small stickers, like your favorite villager.
Oh
and
my god!
I put the crane one, and then. They have the name in Japanese though, so I don't know what the name in English is. But it's like the dog that looks like a Shiba Inu, called John, something.
Wait,
like
let
that.
Me see him again.
John,
is he? Oh, I think he's not. I don't think he's called John in English, which is
know,
like why not?
It's an English name. I mean, anyway, so I created some. Fun spread. Like I renovated my bedroom. I was telling everyone who wants to listen to me, I love my new Animal Crossing bedroom. It's like the coziest thing.
Oh, it's so cute. I love that purple rose bed.
The rose bed. Sorry,
and the tub.
Guys, I'm geeking out. I have a bathtub in my bedroom, and then at the foot of the bathtub is a little melon soda. The little
I didn't notice that. That's cute.
So I was like, I'm so happy I could die now. Like, this is all I wanted in life, to have this room. And then I create fun spreads in it. And it's not really, like, you know, some people make Animal Crossing inserts or journal. They're like, I need to track the turnip price. I need to track the chores. I'm like, no, I'm not doing any of that. I'm just gluing down, like, scenes that struck my heart.
That.
Like, Exactly. If you play the update, there's this new guy called a Kappen, which is that Kappa.
Kappa.
And then you... Yeah. He will take you on boat rides. So I just wrote down like the things he said, like in the middle of the song, he would say some things like, don't cry about dreams that don't come true today. Sometimes you'll need to try another way. So I'm like, I wrote those quotes down.
I know. It's so sweet.
It's so cute. I wrote about Brewster. And then, like, most importantly,
I wrote about Brewster.
the catalog, right? Like, of my DLC content. Like, I made this room filled with apples for apples. Apple the character. And so I took so many photos of it from all angles. And then I have this beautiful food-related memo sheet from the Pie International.
Yeah.
That has the food theme, which has the apples peeled into little rabbits. So I was like, this is a perfect page for
incredible.
This.
Incredible.
So, and the reason I chose the Short Trip Refill is I know my passion won't last. So I don't want to commit to a full insert. I just wanted to have enough for me to have fun for a little bit. So, you know, I already made like 6 spreads, and I'm already halfway through the insert. I'm really happy about that, though.
Meanwhile, mine is in a Hobonichi A6 day free.
I know. She's like, I'm in here for the long haul.
I'm okay with changing it to a different kind of journal if I need to, but I'm loving it too so far. Like, okay, just really quick, how you can go into the cafe and like talk to your villagers in there. One of my villagers said, "You know you're doing something right when you start your day with an afternoon cup of coffee." That's like my new favorite quote of all time.
Afternoon. Oh my goodness. I've been waiting to meet Rissetti.
Do we meet him?
I've met Don, like, in my journal I wrote about it. The brother of, like, there's two Rissettis, like the brothers. Rissetti is their last name. So Don Rissetti is the calm one that doesn't, like, apologizes for his angry brother. So the angry one.
That's so cute.
The angry one is the one, I think, in New Leaf or something. Like, when you try to, like, close without saving or something, he will yell at you and stuff.
No, so here's the thing. This is, like, for OG Animal Crossing people.
Yeah, let's
right
talk
here.
About this. I wanted to talk about the story.
So this is, I actually did not have this game on GameCube, but one of my buddies did in high school, and, like, he was like, "Oh, let me show you what happens when you don't save." And like, you don't save when you're playing GameCube, which is the very first Animal Crossing, and then you start the game again. And then Rissetti shows up. He's this mole that comes out of the ground right in front of your house, and he's like, "You can't you can't turn the game off unless you save first. You have to save." So we're all kind of like triggered by Rossetti, but also it's kind of like, oh, memories of like back when you had, when it like wasn't auto saving, and I don't know.
So yeah, because right now the game auto saves, so he's basically out of a job. So that's the funny thing, is he comes back into the cafe. Like, some people had captured that on Twitter, and I love it.
Oh my god.
He comes back
go.
To the cafe, and it seemed like he mellowed a bit. Like you could talk to them, and then he said stuff like, "Yeah, you know, it looks like people don't reset as much anymore, you know, I kind of reconsider my ways." And then he kind of went into this like rabbit hole, and then he ended up kind of convincing himself like, no, we still need to save. Life needs a reset button. And I'm like, whoa, I want that.
Here's what I think Rossetti should do now, and this will upset a lot of people. I think Rossetti should come after you if you're a time traveler. Like, hey, you're not supposed to do that, isn't it? It's not spring in your town right now. Stop cheating.
That is kind of cute, actually. And then we're doing it anyway.
Yeah, no, I don't have any hate for people that time travel. I respect it, honestly. I'm like, if I did that, I think I would get too into it, and then I wouldn't do anything else. I wouldn't be able to stop.
I time travel a little bit when I wanted to play like Cherry Blossoms for a little bit longer, but yeah, that would be cute if Rossetti comes out and she yells at you, because I mean, he didn't really have a function.
Exactly.
Poor guy.
That's amazing. Now everybody's gonna be like, why are you guys talking about Animal Crossing?
I know, what is this podcast about?
Psych.
All right, so what's your stuff this week?
Okay, so I posted about this on my Instagram story, but yeah, it's so cute. So my coworker Tori, who on Instagram she's Tori Smith Studio, is where she posts her work. She does a lot of fabric things. Wow, she's gonna be like, Kelly, seriously, fabric things. Textile art, I guess, is something you could say. She does embroidery. She's done a lot of good embroidery pieces. She makes a bunch of shit with fabric, basically.
Her stitch work is amazing. Like, yeah. The things that she creates on the little round thing. Hey, is that a thing? Because, like, you know how Soraya from Yoseika is also a stitcher. Like she also does this as her side thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's kind of cool that all the stationery store has a person like that.
So I do want to plug her a little bit, because so this is basically a little pen pouch I gave her this fabric that's got like moon phases on it.
Cute.
And then she made me this. It's for my kawakos. So you go like this.
Pen roll. Aww.
Yeah, you unroll it and then all your little buddies can fit in there. And I have a couple out right now.
Oh, because your kawakos are short and stubby and not really any pen case fits it. So.
Yeah. So I think there's, yeah, it's a 6-pocket one. It's got a little flap. And so basically I'm saying, I don't actually, maybe this is bad of me to do so, but I'm going to do it anyway. If you're interested in having something like this, she would probably like make one for you if you'd give her money. So just saying, you too could have one of these.
You're saying she didn't even sell these, but you're hawking her wares anyway.
No. I'm saying she actually did make a bunch and we're selling them at Oblation currently.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Wow. But she also does like these kind of commission fabrics and stuff. Like if you're like, oh, I have this fabric that I really like, but I want to make a pen roll, but I'm not skilled. But Tori is skilled. There's all this. I don't know. I'm super pleased with it.
It looks super snug and like, yeah. You know, your vibe with the fabric. That's just screams
all
Kelly.
All my little family. My little Kaweka family.
Nice.
Yeah. I just wanted to throw it out there. And a bunch of people replied on my story. They're like, Kelly, this is so cool. I'm like, you can check her out. I'm just saying.
Tori Smith Studio. Or yes. Go on Oblation. Do you guys sell this online? I mean,
We should put it on our... Well, yeah. I think the problem with that is that we would have to like take a picture of every single one. And then if that was out of stock, it would be a whole thing. I don't know.
Well, but, Lexi. Just kidding.
Yeah, I know. Lexi, here's another job for you.
That
you
last one. I know. Sorry, Lexi. I shouldn't have imposed.
No, but yeah. So.
Oh, that's cute. I saw it on your story. And I was like, that is beautiful. Yeah. I almost bought another pen pouch last night because a friend was sending me like a photo of Delde, you know, the one that you know can pull down, and it's in the theme of Demon Slayer because you know Japan is just consumed by Demon Slayer right now, and it's in that green and black checker pattern. I almost bought it.
Should have. Why so not
cute. I have enough pen cases, Kelly.
When I was at Kinokuniya today, I noticed they had like a Demon Slayer planner, and I was like, I wonder if they have the weeks. Of course they don't have the weeks.
Of course,
like,
they don't have the weeks.
Trying to check it out.
Nice.
Did you get that yet?
No. It's a spring start, so I just imagine they send
it's a spring start?
Yeah, it's a spring start.
Oh my god, that's so brutal. You have to wait that long.
I mean, my spring... My weeks right now is a week's mega, so it's perfect because the extra pages can last me all the way till spring start, you know, like that phase when I started drawing on the back like my own pages.
Oh yes,
I really enjoyed that phase. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
okay
so, yeah, I can draw on that. Well let's get on to something we want. And
yes,
like, yes, Uniball won. Like, April's just, this is not a past episode. It just so happens they have another new series, new colors of the White Barrel special color Uniball 1 series.
We don't have enough of them, apparently. I certainly have enough, but I have, like, maybe, I don't know, 4% of what April has.
I know. I have, like, 25 in my pen case right now. All limited colors. And so they came out with a fall and winter edition. So packs of 3. I'm glad they didn't do that thing where they throw in, like, a blank one, like a black barrel one.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
So this is pure new colors. So let me go through the colors and we can all kind of go crazy over it. The fall theme has a purple that's pansies.
Pongee.
Yeah. That's cute. the green color, kind of like a mossy green color, is catnip. It's super cute. And then there's this red that's
Yakiringo?
Called baked apple. Yakiringo. Super, super vibrant red. I've been liking like orangey reddish hues in my gel pens lately. And then obviously green. So this set is a must for me. Because I like purple, I like green, I like reds. Okay, and so the winter set. Three colors again. The colors didn't... The naming didn't excite me as much as the previous set, but I'm still going to get it. But there's this light blue that is Konayuki, which is powdery snow.
Oh, cute.
And then there's this kind of like tortilla, like beige color, Kinako Mochi, like the bean powder mochi. And then finally, anemone, which is like a flower. Yeah, the red flower.
Oh, that's cute.
So again, another... I think maybe more of a red, like the earlier the Big Apple might be a bit of a more orange or maroon. This one looks like it's a very vibrant red. So,
like, it looks more like Momiji, and the other one, I don't have a fountain pen in mind for the other one.
Tortilla looks like, which color are you comparing
The baked apple.
The baked apple.
I'm not sure.
I mean... You know,
Carnival by Diamine. That's what comes to mind.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can't tell from the color clip as well. Like sometimes when it writes out, looks completely different. Like you know how it's like that baked apple is printed a little orange on the packaging. Mm-hmm. I imagine maybe it's that orange instead of the bright red. So yeah, six new colors to add to the edition. I mean, they came out with the Uniball 1F. But only in black, the ones I talked about before, the kind of metallic, like metal added to the tip style, the pen barrels is like a different color. But I'm still drawn to the basics Uniball one and like
because they have it's more fun to have new colors.
And these sets are releasing November 25th. Usually, according to my sources, Tokyo Pen Shops gets them.
Oh, that's so right.
So if you want to get them, you have to go quickly. And I did notice that with the past series we talk about, the Fruit Punch series, that one, a lot of retailers were able to get it. Like even Yoseika had it. A lot of stores was able to carry it. But this three-color limited edition, I don't know. I don't know if it's more rare. Because the spring and summer edition, remember we talked about the Ramune color, that series? Yeah, that one's very rare. Not that many people got to buy it, aside from Tokyo Pen Shop. So I wonder how Uni Mitsubishi Pencil Japan is like changing their distribution strategy to have more retailers be able to get these, or are they going to just kind of keep it Japan limited only? So...
I mean, here's my thing. If you call anything any kind of mochi, I'm going to want to buy it. So, but honestly, I kind of like both of these. I'm usually not like April's insane, who needs this many gel pens? But now I'm like, ooh. I'm like that meme where like the guy is standing next to his girlfriend and he's like taking a look back at the.
I know, the new Uniball one color. And so what would be next to you? What would be the girl next to you?
Like... Probably fountain pens. My fountain pens.
My fountain pens.
Someone make that meme, please, or I should do it. I don't.
you can go do it, and we'll put it on the Instagram post. That's hilarious. Man. That picture is vivid in my head. Okay, your turn. What is something you're eyeing? Oh my goodness, this looks great.
I'm so upset about this. So I saw this on my Instagram page. And I immediately messaged CY and I was like, how easy is it to get this? And he's like, super easy because they ship to the US. So calm down. I was like, no. So anyway, it's a Sailor Pro Gear Slim Mini, which what? Kelly, don't you have two of those? Yes.
And this is not a repeat episode because I know April just talked about the Sailor Pro Gear Slim Mini in the last episode as well.
Yeah, that's so this is different. April, I'm surprised you're not as psyched about this one as I am. It's a matcha green.
It's too limey for me.
It's too limey. Okay. Well, see, so to me, in the first photo, the cap looks like a lighter green, and then the body looks like a slightly darker shade of the same color.
Yes.
And it's kind of like green tea ice cream looking to me.
It's a very yellowy tea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not sure if it's matcha. Maybe it's like another kind of tea. Although Nagasawa Umeda, like, I think they're known for their like kind of like cha house. Like, what is a cha?
And the really cool thing is the finial is the kanji for cha, for tea.
Yes, because that's kind of their logo as well, right? I think the store.
Wait, is it?
No. Well, the name Umeda Ochaya Machi Ten, like that's
what?
The. Chayamachi, isn't that like a region or something? Like
an area? Wow, okay. You saw it here first, you guys. Kelly derping. No, but anyway, okay, regardless of that. It's really cool, and it actually comes with a mini sailor converter, which is pretty neat, because usually you have to buy it separately.
Mm-hmm.
And it also comes with a bottle of Chaska Green Mini. So Chaska, is that like, because I know cha obviously is tea, but I don't know what Chaska is.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know what Chaska means.
I don't know. So CY might be able to like school us and be like, God, you guys.
But anyway, it's a very pretty green tea color.
It's
but
so cute.
Yeah, like you described, the cap is a lighter shade of mm-hmm. the green, and to me the whole green is a little bit too yellowy of a tea color for me. Like if it's like a rich matcha green,
right,
I would have just gone like, you know, I'm not even gonna talk to you.
See, I
already placed my order, you know, like, hey Kelly, I got this.
Hey,
but
I don't discriminate like you, so
I know your taste for green is way wider than mine. Like this one just gives me a little bit of a chikurin vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like a
little, that would look good in there.
A little uguisu vibe, like the green bird vibe.
Yes.
So it doesn't really scream matcha to me.
Well, it's okay to be wrong. so basically this pen releases on December 3rd, mm-hmm. and it's available in all the Sailor... Maybe it's only... Oh, it doesn't say music or Zoom, but it's extra fine, medium, broad.
Mm.
And it's only 29,700 yen, which I feel like...
With
yeah, I feel like that's not a terrible price for this pen. It's
okay,
probably a little bit under $300, which is a lot of money. But it's not that bad for what it is, like with the ink and the converter, like the whole deal.
Do you have something purple? Like, do you own like something purple? Because their next photo where they put the green against the purple.
Oh, I know.
It gives me great, what is that musical with the witch vibe?
Oh,
Wicked.
Wicked. Not Bewitched. Oh my God. Yeah, Wicked.
It gives me intense Wicked vibes, and which is which is awesome.
I know. It's I think that's a Filofax next to it. It's like a purple Filo or something like that.
I thought it's a Decona. Like it looks like. Oh no, it looks like a Mortem or something.
Nagasawa. Oh, I'm trying to look at the tags. Of course they didn't tag it. Why aren't they tagging it?
They just put props up and then don't show. Anyway, it's one of those ring binders, I think, or some of those folio ones. It's really pretty and it's purple. And the pen, because it's a slim mini.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that might be like a mini 5 or a mini 6 pocket size ring planner. It's going to look so cute with your mini.
Oh my God. And
with
it
your
says,
plotter, mini 6.
Oh, stop. No. It says Cha Maku. Which is like cha or tea mark on the finial. That's so cute. Okay,
yes.
Anyway. So.
I'll take a sample of that ink though when you get it.
You're just assuming I'm going to buy it.
I mean,
what if I don't?
You're going to get it.
Yeah, I probably will. That's so good.
Yay, early birthday present, which is what I did for my Shizuoka Ichigo. And Siwa's like, isn't your birthday in April? I mean, like, isn't it? It's not too early. It's only half a year early. Like, an entire 6 months early.
Oh my gosh, April.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love
what can
it.
We do?
So, I guess that's the majority of it. And I have so many fun new things I want to talk about from like the in the last section, something I'm not buying, but something interesting. So three items. First, Jetstream is releasing all these cool, fun colors in these like gift giving packages. It's in their Instagram, Uni Mitsubishi. You can find that link. So they
did we talk about these?
We did not. So the Jetstream. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. The Metal 4-in-1 series, as well as the normal plasticky ones. And so they came out with these cool, funky, cute, like chic color. And the packaging of the box has these like people on it. And you have to go onto their Twitter where they were showing videos of like the ads they made for it. So there's one where it's like this pair of coworker, two women. They're kind of, you know, like stressed by work. And one wants to do something nice with the other. And she like nudges her and like gives her a little... the box with the pen. And then the other one is like the husband gifting it to his wife, and the Jetstream 4-in-1. And then the other one's like, you know, so it's just a very like little snippet shorts of these like regular day people gifting people, their friends or their family member, a pen. And
well,
it's
who
actually
wouldn't be like happy about getting a pen.
It's
randomly
really charming. It's especially if it's a good quality pen. Like it's a pen that you can use every day, and it's adorable and coloring, and then like it won't fail you in any occasions because that's what Jetstreams are. Jetstreams are just amazing. So the new colors, you know, they came up with this like cute peach, this minty green, you know, this kind of red. It's just all like the oshare adulty color. And with the packaging, they're really trying to go for it, I feel like, this holiday season for people to easily, like, this is a stocking stuffer or something like that. Do they stock
stockings? Really like those metal ones a lot. Those are really cool.
The grip feels very sturdy. Yeah. I like that.
It's all ridgy.
And then while I was on the uni Twitter, because I was like checking the weather on Twitter, that's what I like to do, for November 11th.
You check the weather on Twitter?
Seattle Weather Blog is a very fun channel to look at. They like to talk about power outage and stuff, so I'm interested in it. So November 11th was Poke Day, if you have you heard of it. And so uni... Mitsubishi Pencil, they made these cute pencils that looks like Poke, where it's like the whole pencil is dark chocolate or like a little bit toasted with like a little, like most of it chocolate, and then some with like just the edge of it being chocolate. And I think they're trying to make it into a product, and I'm like, that is so cute. It's like a pencil mimicking a Pocky stick.
When you sent me the link to that, I literally thought that was Pocky.
It was not. They were choosing. It was like a competition. It's so cute. Yeah, I mean, if they start making like dessert themed like pencil design, I buy it. Like I would collect them like Blackwing. Seriously.
More hype than Blackwing.
It's super cute. And then finally, the last thing I saw that just kind of caught me off guard today on my feed was Bungo Joshi was doing this silly collaboration with this lip balm brand. And
it's,
you know,
really
how
cute.
They just like put the design of the stationery on this lip balm stick. And so there's one with like the, you know, the notebook brand that has like that composition book with the little yellow tag. So that one's kind of cute. The orange with the lion, that one I think is like a storage box or something, right? Hobonichi used to sell them. And
no, I think that's the, isn't it like Cray Pass, or it's some kind of like pastel or something, isn't it?
Maybe. No, yeah, I just remember this is one of those retro stationery items in Japan. And then there's the clear eraser. Have you used one of those?
The radar seed.
Yes. And so the whole tube is like minty blue. But my favorite one is the Ofa
hyper lip balm. Looks like a razor blade coming out of your lip balm.
I know. Yes.
So metal.
It's amazing. I love it. It says hyper lip balm. And it's just like, it's such a juxtaposition of like the whole tube looking like a razor blade, but then it's something you apply to your lips. And it's just,
yep.
They call the series Bungu Lip.
You know, I really appreciate the lengths that Japan goes to putting product images on things that make no sense. It's like my favorite thing.
It's dangerous. Like, you know, I think their first series, they did a lot with the glue character. So it's dangerous. Like, did you know what you're putting on? Is it like a glue stick or is it a lip balm? Because yeah. It looks the same. But
oh my gosh.
I can see how kawaii it is if you're so in Japan. Kawaii. You're like at a cafe. You're like, well, let me pull out something to reapply my lip balm. And it's this razor blade design. And people were like, no, what are you doing? Oh, it's a lip balm.
I could just see someone going, what? Orufa?
I thought it was so cute. Oh, man. So there's my bulk of like fun little uses, but cutesy stuff
totally
to share from this week.
So, okay. So my things are not really cutesy. So, I'm going to talk about both of these things because I feel like it. So the first thing is Archer and Olive. They just released their winter collection, which is not nearly as exciting as their Halloween collection, but I'm just biased. I do like, I think they're cute. April was like, but so they came out in B5 or A5 for all three styles of cover. They released this silvery one that looks silvery white, that has like this cute cup of tea on it. It's called Calming. A bright red one that's called Tannenbaum that's got kind of like a little Charlie Brown style tree with one little tiny ornament on it.
That's cute.
And then the light blue one that's called Flake that has a snowflake. And the snowflake one and the tea one both have silver edges, and mm-hmm. the Tannenbaum one has gold edges on the pages.
Yeah.
So I like those. I just wanted to mention it because they're cute.
I like, think they're missing out on a color there, which is...
Oh, what, you mean green?
Evergreen.
They have green light. They have so many green notebooks.
But this could easily look like a 4th of July collection.
Oh, well, if you're not... Well, yeah, you're right. Dang.
So I'm.
But it's
saying,
got the snowflake and the tea mug.
I mean... It's cute, though. I do appreciate the little design with the Tannenbaum. I thought that was kind of cute. But the snowflake kind of felt... it felt flat for me a little bit.
A little too basic.
Like,
I could have done that.
Like, don't they already have something like that? And the calming with the mug. Like, I thought they did something with coffee before.
They kind of did, actually. But it's another one. This could be a tea journal.
But I did see, I don't know if you saw, I think they did a new collection that dropped today or something that she's announcing called The Messy and Bright. I was wondering why you didn't talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I saw that guy, Men Who Bullet, didn't he post about it?
Yeah.
But so. I didn't actually look at it though, because when I saw that, I was like, ooh, I'm going to go to their website. And then I saw the Christmas stuff. So I don't think it's released yet.
And okay, technically it's not Christmas, so maybe that's why they didn't do the green. It's winter collection.
Right.
So there we go.
Yeah, you can buy a holiday gift bundle, April, with an evergreen cover. So that's something, but I don't think that's related to their, I don't know.
Yeah, that's not really the holiday-y style.
I messed up. It's fine. So the other thing that I wanted to discuss was...
You can already tell Kelly's super excited about this.
So you know how, I believe it was last week that we were like, yeah, the Supernova Bungu box... Dope, cool pen, but they keep teasing the inks, and that's really annoying. So, they finally released their super fabulous new ink collection. So, first of all, you can only buy it as a set. It's like a $90 set. That's kind of a bummer for most mm-hmm. people, I feel like. Second of all, they're pigment inks, which doesn't really excite me because I feel like pigment inks are not, I mean, you have to pay attention to what pen you put them in because they're, it's not like you can wash it out easily is what I'm saying. You mm-hmm. you can wash it out, but it's not going to be a fun time. Like, you have to, if you're one of those people that's like, okay, I write with the same pen every single day, let's try putting pigment ink in here and rinse it out in like a week or whatever, how long it takes. But if you're someone like me that has like 30 pens and you're like, oh, cool, pigment ink, let's put it in here. And then all of a sudden your pen sucks now. So, that's fine. If you like pigment ink, I would love for you to talk to me about it and say, Kelly, you're doing it wrong, because I probably am. But anyway, so third of all, I feel like the colors are not very exciting. It's literally red, blue, black. That's it. And the way that they marketed it with their video, April was like, oh, I thought it was cool. I'm like, no, it's like so weirdly done. I just
rewatched it, and there was this part where it shows the letters, high heel bottles, and they strobed it. Like, they flashed the text.
I feel like they hyped it so much, and then it's like, oh, okay. I don't know. I still love Bunga Box. I'll still buy stuff from them, of course. But this release fell a little flat for me. But
the sunset color, is it red or is it orange? That's what I was curious about.
Yeah.
Is it red or is it like an orangey red color? Mm.
To be determined.
They debuted during the International Pen Show, right? Like the
yes, which show. Just happened last weekend, which mm-hmm. is super cool. And April
and
got a new
talk
toy.
To CY the day after the show.
Yes,
you have to watch it if you are a patron of our Patreon, because that's
yeah,
where...
he's gonna be on our latest After Dark episode. So even if you just subscribe for 1 month and then decide that it's whatever, you can just listen, just listen for the one time. Yeah,
yes,
it should be a. It was a fun talk with him. It was really nice to have him on.
It was really great. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. So anyway, I think I've talked enough trash for the night.
It was okay. It was not that bad. I mean, you're like pining to buy the next Bunga Box pen the next time it comes out anyway, as we all know. But
yeah. Yep. You bet.
I'm just excited. I managed to snag the strawberry. Shizuoka strawberry that I talked about in the last happy hour.
And so good.
I can't wait for it to come to me.
And then when it does, I can just go to Seattle and like stroke it and then drive back home.
Not creepy at all. Totally normal Kelly behavior. So yeah. Well, that's basically it for today. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, you can find us at thestationerycafe.com. We also post all the photos that we talked about, all of the things we talked about today in this episode on our Instagram, The Stationery Cafe. And Kelly and I have a Patreon where we do fun episodes with special guests and extra digital goodies and stuff. So you can check us out there too. I'll see you next week, Kelly. Bye.
Bye, April.